Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke for nearly an hour about agricultural innovations at the Chicago Council of Global Affairs on Monday, stressing the importance of global cooperation in biotechnology innovations.
There is still a desire, I think, and an effort on the part of some to do as much as they can to protect their own agricultural interests. What we have to continue to say is that it's in our long-term best interest as a global community that we encourage appropriate science, that we encourage biotechnology, we encourage ways in which we can grow crops, more crops with less water, more crops with less pesticides, more crops with less chemicals. And in order to do that, we have to embrace science. We cannot be afraid of it.
Vilsack talked about the tremendous productivity gains the agriculture industry has made in just the last few decades.
It's a very forward advanced operation. It's one of the most productive, if not the most productive aspect of our economy over an extended period of time. I mean, think about the fact that in my lifetime, corn production has increased by 300%, bean production by 200%. A dairy cow, when I was born in 1950, produced 5,500 pounds of milk today. That same cow produces 22,000 pounds. And there is one poor critter in Wisconsin that produced 72,000 pounds last year.
Targeting his remarks to young people from FFA who were present at the Chicago event, Vilsack expressed his enthusiasm about agriculture being a critical field for the world's future.
Agriculture is a big deal. And as soon as the rest of the country begins to realize it and appreciate it, we're probably going to find it a lot easier to attract bright young people to this industry. It's a happening place, folks. And it has the capacity and the ability to help be at the center of solving all of the major global problems we face. So if that doesn't get you up in the morning, I'm not sure what will.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.